Okay, so I am recording now. This one
doesn't let you know. So you think it's recording now?
Well, I'm just putting the level of the mic up.
All right, so I'll keep talking.
Okay, so this is Liz Lavender with Francis Maxey again. And we're just going to talk about a little bit about one of the trilogy shows now here. So tell me what your involvement with that was.
John Paul again from Arts Play Umbrella, who's mentioned on my main chat, and I ran a circus school, Cardiff School of Circus and Theatre, and that must have been operating for 12 years, I suppose, teaching mainly children, junior school age, going up to about 14 or 15. No Fit State were doing large community projects. I think it started with Ortageddon and then went on to a set of three, starting off with. Sorry, I haven't got my glasses. I'm supposed to be reading something here.
Prophecy.
Prophecy, thank you.
Prophecy now here anymore.
Prophecy and Now Here. And Immortal. When Now Here came along, and I think it was Now Here, it could have been Prophecy. I really need to double check on this. We were approached, could some of our children get involved in this? And I think Pete Gregory came along and said, "Oh, we could do an acrobatic show or an acrobatic section within the show." So NoFits provided someone to come along with us and say what they wanted. And how our children did a trampoline acrobatic act, which is a standalone piece that happened in the Now Here show. And I think one or two of the children might have done other small things, but essentially it was just this standalone running, bouncing trampoline act. And we probably had around 10 or 12 children involved in it. My son, at the age of six, thought it was, no, sorry, seven, thought it was fantastic. And he had a great time. And his association then with No Fit State Circus carried on as he grew up. He was able to do more things. And there was a show in the park which wasn't really part of the community project, but they had members of the community involved in it on trapeze. What show would that have been?
Where was that?
The new tent, the spaceship
Cooper's
tent,
Field.
was on Cooper's Field.
So that would have been the Immortal Community Show.
Oh, right, it would.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there was a number of people hanging from trapezes at the beginning of it. I know Jill was one of them, and my son was one of them. And so the association with our circus school providing children to be part of it kept on going for quite a long time with it.
And does Jamal, your son, do much? Did he go on to do much else? I do remember him because he was brought up with a circus, wasn't he?
He
With John
was,
Paul.
yeah. And he toured with, well, all of our children, yours and mine, and they all
All
toured
the
around.
children.
Yes, all the circus kids. No, Jamal left circus performance and went off and did economics,
Oh,
and
right.
is now one of the vastly unemployable, highly educated children with debts in this country that we have.
Oh, he needs to get his stilts back on, doesn't
He
he?
does, doesn't he? Yeah, maybe I should encourage him to do that.
So that was Now Here. It was Now Here because you mentioned Dumbles Road, and that's where that one was, rather than in Splott. So, did Jamal get involved in any of the other community things? Was he in any of the Splott on the Landscapes or anything like that at the Sherman or?
No. That
Right.
was about the end of it. And it was a few years after that that the circus school closed because John and I couldn't face filling in the forms for Arts Council applications anymore. Went in different directions. So we finished with the circus school.
But that was a little circus. Just tell me a little bit, recap on that little circus school that you had.
John wanted to run a circus school in Pontcanna, and I joined him, and we ran it for, oh, a long time. We then approached the council to see if we could get funding to run it in other areas, and the council were very happy to do this. And so we worked in quite a few areas: St Mellons, Riverside, Grangetown, socially deprived areas mainly. And then the National Lottery came along and council stopped funding these art sort of events, and it was all taken on by the lottery, and they funded us to go into places as well. And our format was to run 10-week courses, which would then end in a performance, and hopefully then go back and do another 10-week course the next term, all based around the term times. So we would tour in the summer for the summer season and perform, and then through the winter we would teach the circus school. And it was fairly confined to Cardiff, Cardiff area, and we would input our children into any other events that were going on, and Moffat State Circus was the perfect group to join up with. And it's quite a few children. We ran 3 1.5-hour sessions on a Thursday, starting at something like 5 o'clock in the afternoon for very young, and then going through to the adults at 9 o'clock till 10:30. And we'd also do 2-hour workshops at other venues. So we were working 3 nights a week, touching maybe something like 100 children a week. So it was a large operation that kept us very busy but very tired. Takes it out of you after a while. Mm-hmm. And when the funding for that, and John and I decided to stop doing it, I carried on doing it up in the valleys for E3 projects. And Pete Gregory, who had been found a member of Moffat State Circus, was now in the Arts Council running the Night Out project.
Oh, yeah.
And on a couple of the big projects I did in the valleys, he would involve Night Out in that to provide backup ticket costs and funded ticketing, and also putting experts in to help put on shows with the circus as well. But that's outside the remit, I suppose, of the history of Moffat State Circus, except
but
the fact that one of its
though,
members carried on and you know, did this.
And facilitating. Inclusion.
Yeah, yeah. He would provide artists to go into the arts department in the school, secondary school, and to help them do posters for the event.
Right.
That's
quite cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. And also they provided a professional circus act from Cornwall to come in, so our children would do a show, but there would be a professional group there who would take on the second half or integrate in as well. It was all very good, and I think it showed the contact that was built up over the years in Cardiff with circus. We all knew one another, and we were all able to work together, because Moffat State Circus, it was a big company, and there's lots of people involved in it. And it's, as I said before, the inclusion that this created was great. We would have our differences, I suppose, but never really ever fell out, and circus was always the glue that held us together to be talking and working together.
You're bound to have some disagreements or differences of opinion over 25 years, aren't you, really?
Oh, bound to.
That's quite normal.
Yeah.
Can you remember any major, magnificently wonderful disagreements anywhere?
I never disagreed with anybody. Except one night when we were on tour somewhere and someone got really pissed and came around and woke everybody else up who'd gone to bed at about 4 in the morning.
Who's that?
Well, I know one of them was Pee-wee, and who isn't part of Moffat State, but is a great friend and must have been mentioned somewhere else. I can't remember where we were. St Albans, probably. So I had an early start, so I purposely went round to Pee-wee and whoever else and woke them up at 7 in the morning as I left to get a bit of revenge. Not an artistic dispute, but I suppose what I meant by disputes was between this ongoing thing that happened between Ali and John. And I'm not, a bit on the outside of it, but it was always there.
Little struggles.
Mm.
And so you've come into the office today, and it's November 2015, and you talked about way back 25 years ago, but you've been doing some work on behalf of Moffat State today. Would you like to give us a little run through about what you're involved with at the moment?
Running workshops for refugees over at an organisation called Trinity, operating out of a church, the Trinity Church. They provide support for refugees. So today there's two of us, Gavin and myself, running general circus, juggling, unicycling, that sort of thing. And we were teaching men from Ghana, Eritrea, Somalia, Syria, how to juggle, which seems rather flippant considering what they've come through. But in fact, it's showing them our society. They come into our society, and this is what our society is like. There's an openness you can enjoy here. And it's surprising seeing them relax. They come in at first doubtful as to what we are. You could have a smile count, I suppose. The first hour, it's not many smiles. Mm. By the end of it, when people are falling over and they realise it's not a bad thing to do, that you can fail, there's lots of smiles. Mm. It's an interesting project and works very well.
Mm. It's interesting what you say, relax, because what I've experienced with these people from Trinity, I've been a couple of times to chat and do stuff, is that they're not relaxed at all, because life has been too traumatic, you know, and you can see that in the whole body. So I think, you know, that juggling and physical fun stuff probably has a...
I wonder if... I remember someone I taught said this to me, that it was the first time they'd been able to forget about a bad marriage, mortgage, children, because they've have to concentrate on keeping three balls in the air. And all their other problems have gone, because there's no CPU space in their brain to think of all the problems. And here's an environment where you're learning a physical skill, and you can't think of the horror that you've been through, the people you've lost, or your future in an alien country. Mm. You can just be you.
Mm.
Struggling to keep a Diablo spinning level.
That's a great project, though, really, and they're neighbours to Four Elms as well.
Yeah, it is, and should be encouraged.
Long may they reign.
Yes.
Here's to your future employment. With
right, I am interested in the way the teaching side of it is going. I don't want to run my own circus schools anymore, or projects like that. Being able to come into No Fit State and do the occasional hour here or 2 hours regularly is just about perfect.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right. One last little question. I wanted you to just take your mind back and remember the bond scheme.
Only the fact that I spent £50 on a bond and never really got it back. No Fit State, we're always coming up with ways of raising money to do various things. And it was always sort of community-based. And so they said to everybody, oh, look, everybody buys a bond, and at the end of, you know, this will raise money to put this show on, and at the end we'll buy the bonds back. So some of us, Kate and I bought £50 worth of bonds, never really expecting to get it back.
Yes.
It wasn't a great shock. But it was good fun. And
people still remember them. I don't know whether you've still got the piece of paper. It was written on the back of a backpack, maybe.
Yeah, it probably was.
It would be really good if we could have
bond
letter for the exhibition.
I shall look out for it. So you haven't got any of
these? I might have one somewhere. I think me and Chris had one as well.
Yeah.
But no, I think it probably ended up in the waste paper basket somewhere, knowing that it wasn't ever going to be.
And you also, they'd put on little shows for small audiences.
Mm.
Whether new people involved in OFIT, new performers, would have a show to put on. But they would train, the Ebenezer School?
Ebenezer. Church.
People would come in and use the facilities of OFIT State to develop shows. I remember George Orange developed a slack rope show there.
Mm.
And you'd be invited in to come and to see it, right, as an audience.
Yeah.
I always thought that was great.
Yeah, I think that still goes on to some extent. Come and use our space, develop a show. We'll find you some people who want to see it as well, and you know, let's all see what's going on.
Yeah, incredible facility to be able to do that, and because there's a lot of people in Cardiff interested in circus, you can get those sort of audiences.
Right, I'm going to stop there.
Okay.
Have we touched every? I need.